Did you ever work with a Christian who didn't behave like a Christian? Well, I guess lots of us have, and knowing how to deal with that's not easy. I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and we continue our story of Fran and Jesus on the job as Fran is dealing with Jack, a co-worker who's very vocal about being a Christian, but dishonest and unethical in his dealings with others. As Fran's getting ready to leave the office, who but Jack walks in. "Hi, Fran, how's my sister in Christ today?" Fran gives him a look that could kill. "You know, Jack," she says, "it's great to talk about your faith, openly like you do, but one thing I try to do is practice what I preach." "Yeah, me too, Fran," Jack says, undaunted. "Gotta walk it before you talk it. Listen, we're having a big concert at our church this weekend. I've invited the whole department. So try to make it, okay? See you, Fran." And with that, he leaves. Fran is steaming. He's invited the whole department like he's some great Christian. He's just a big hypocrite. That's all he is, she thinks. She grabs her things and leaves the office. On the way home, the Spirit of God convicts her about the way she responded to Jack. She knows her attitude toward Jack is wrong, but she just can't stand to see him behave the way he does and get by with it. She says to Jesus, "Lord, I love him, but what?" she thinks. In the quiet of the car, Fran begins to think how she acted like she was the perfect Christian and Jack was going to spoil all she's done. And then actually being jealous because he'd invited the whole department and she's never had the nerve to do something like that. "Oh, Lord," she says to Jesus, "you said to cast the plank out of my own eye before I look at the speck of sawdust in my brother's eye. I am so sorry. I feel very badly about how I responded to Jack." But you know, immediately that inner peace comes. And she says, "Lord, please show me how you want me to respond to Jack. I'm ready to do it your way," Fran prays. Well, you'll have to tune in tomorrow to see what Jesus wants Fran to do about Jack. But this is not an uncommon problem, and we really do need to have biblical ways to respond. Did you know that our 32nd annual weekend getaway is just around the corner, April 17 to 19, here in the Chicago area? This is a wonderful time for you to get away and truly connect with God and with others. You'll find all the details on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. So check it out and join me again tomorrow.